the Sparkling Silver Summer Review. The International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, the solid silver with beauty that lives forever, present the Raymond Page Show Music Comedy.
Music Comedy!
Your favorite comedies and love stories with your all-time favorite melodies. Tonight, George Bradshaw's story of two not-so-private lives. The story the Saturday Evening Post called No Respect for a Lady. The cast...
I am Johnny Desmond, and I play the part of Brooks.
My name is Julie Conway. I play the part of Frankie.
My name's Kenny Bowers, and I play the part of Green.
We are Helen Carroll.
And the escorts. Down Michael Page, the overture.
Everybody on stage. It's a matter of self-influence, but movie studios do things the way they're done in the movies. For instance, Gorin, president of Cosmic Film Company, has a beautiful publicity girl named Francie.
Hello?
Francie, this is Gorin.
Oh, the big boss.
Yes, the big boss.
Yes, big boss.
You know what I want. I want some real refined stories, high-class stuff.
Yes, Mr. Gorin.
And don't let the guy get caught in the crowd. The women might tear his clothes off, and that's undignified.
Yes, I mean, no, Mr. Gorin.
Have you got a mink coat? If you haven't, get one from the wardrobe department.
Yes, Mr. Gorin.
And don't let him out of your sight.
No.
He's too valuable.
Yes.
Now, any questions?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, what are you talking about? Hello? 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 Oh, that man will drive me crazy. Hello?
Francie.
Yes, boss.
I've tried to be patient with you.
Yes, Mr. Gorin.
And I'm a very busy man.
Of course, Mr. Gorin.
So if you don't know what you're supposed to do, go see Green.
Green?
Yes, Green, the writer. You can get the details from him, and don't call me again.
Oh, well, maybe that madman Green can tell me what it's all about. Grace, will you take my call? I'm going over to the writer's building, and I probably won't be back. Ever.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love.
They're walking above the crowd. She's up on her private cloud.
There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
What if a boy wants to marry you? Why, you'll be on the brink of hysteria.
All the music of life seems to be
ringing to you.
Like a bell that is ringing for me.
When a girl falls in love, she is the craziest thing.
And from the way that I feel, when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling.
Well, come in and sit down.
It's almost like being in love.
What's almost like being in love? Did your cowboy kiss you?
Well, no. Well, none of your business. My relations with King are my own private affair.
Ah, now look, Francie. King belongs to the great American public. He's supposed to be affectionate to his horse, not to women. It says so in his contract. And the guy's proud of being a galloping Galahad. Tell me,
has he held your hand yet? I'm patient. Some things can't be hurried.
Oh, my precious dove. You can't wait for love.
You gotta join in the chase yourself. Now listen to me, you better brace yourself. Love can't do much for a couple who don't quite touch. Love can advance by chance. And that's why folks who never care for dancing dance. So Oh, my pet young dove, if you're waiting for love, better make the most of your chance. For the bailer won't start in the gentleman's heart till you're in the gentleman's arms. Love doesn't act till the cards are discreetly stacked. That is a fact you face. So, my pet young dove, if you're dreaming of love, better lead him into the trap. Oh, you'll never remain on the gentleman's brain till you're in the gentleman's lap.
I don't think I need your advice on that. I came over to ask you something else.
Darling, I never dreamed.
Oh, neither did I. I came to ask why the great man Gorn offered me a mink coat so I could protect some man from being torn apart by mobs of women.
Oh, that's easy. You're going to New York, and everybody wears a mink coat in New York.
Oh.
It's a local peasant costume.
Look, I still don't get it. Is there a beginning you can start at?
Well, to begin with, you gotta forget your cowboy for a while.
Me forget King? There's no such clause in my contract. Why?
Edward Brooks arrives on the Queen Elizabeth on Friday.
Edward Brooks?
What do you know about him?
Why, he's the great English star.
Great? Why, he's terrific. He's so terrific, they even show his pictures in the United States. And he's mean. Why, he can never use the same leading lady twice. He'll twist your arm and slap you down and then kick you downstairs.
Gee, I better get that mink coat. Say goodbye to King and pick up a box of Band-Aids. King, dear. King, will you please stop punching that bag?
Oh, hello, Francie. Just a minute. $2,800. Only $200 more to go.
King?
Oh, you shouldn't have stopped me like that, Francie girl. Now I'll have to start all over again.
King, this is important. How would you like to do something daring?
Daring? Just you name it, Francie girl.
How would you like to fly to New York with me tonight?
Alone?
Yes.
Why, I couldn't do that, Francie girl. That'd compromise you.
There are 4 million women in New York.
There are? Gee.
Then will you do it?
Oh, shucks, no, Francie girl. It'd compromise me, too.
Well, will you drive me to the plane?
Oh, what time's it leave? You know I have to be in bed at 10:30.
It leaves at 11.
Well, now, ain't that too bad? If it had left at 10 o'clock, I could have made it. Well, have a good trip, Francie girl.
Oh, but King! Oh. Sweet of you to see me off.
Where's King?
Well, we said goodbye at his ranch. We figured it was better that way.
Well, it could be.
Goodbye, Green.
Goodbye, Francie.
Oh, what a day this has been. What a sad mood I'm in. It's not much like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell, but not ringing for me.
But 3,000 miles and 24 hours later.
Tell me, Mr. Brooks, now that you've been here a while, is New York all you expected?
Oh, yes, it's even more so.
Do you mind my saying that you're not at all what I expected? You don't even have a British accent. I expected to be kicked downstairs, too, and you don't frighten me a bit.
Oh, I'm gratified. May I say that the publicity girls in England don't have your, sensuous quality?
I like that.
Tell me, have you been assigned to me exclusively?
Oh, yes.
And you stay with me all the time in New York and then fly to the coast with me?
Well, of course, after we've done all the things that Gorn has planned.
Oh, Gorn. I somehow thought it was all your idea. It must be because you're such a wonderful guide.
I'm enjoying it myself.
Well, I'm having a wonderful time, except for the parties and press conferences. Will you promise me something?
Anything.
Promise me you won't ever leave me? You know, I'd be scared stiff alone.
I won't leave you.
Ever, Francie? I think it's the most significant the way we met, being thrown together the way we were and now.
Don't ever leave me.
Now that you're here, here is where you belong. Everything seems so right when you're near. When you're away, it's all alone. I'm so dependent. When I need comfort, I always run to you. Don't ever leave me, 'cause if you do, I'll have no one.
Would you like a cigarette, Francie? I just discovered your American king size.
Oh?
What's the matter?
I've forgotten all about him.
All about whom? Are you married?
No.
Engaged?
Not exactly.
Well, who's not exactly?
King.
King?
He's the king of the cowboy movie stars.
Oh, my word, with guns and spurs?
Yes. Are you jealous?
Very.
He'd be jealous of you, too. Oh?
I say, did you remember another one?
No, but I've got an idea. A wonderful idea.
Oh, it's fine. What is it?
Oh, I can't tell you, but you'll know soon enough.
Oh. Hey, Francie, what's the pitch? With you and this guy from across the ditch. Francie, old thing, what is with King? Keep your heart intact until the second act.
Right there, before Act Two.
Oh, yeah, it's Danny Seymour.
Right. He's got a word for you.
Well, you know, there's one fella around here that almost no theater could get along without, and that's Byron, our sound man. Telephones, airplanes. Byron can give you any sound in the world just exactly the way it ought to sound.
Sure, nothing to it, Danny. You just order it, and I'll give it to you. Go ahead, order something.
Well, okay, let me hear what happens when a woman catches sight of International Sterling's beautiful Spring Glory pattern.
Wait a minute. This Spring Glory's sensational, huh?
Spring Glory is one of International Sterling's loveliest patterns, as fresh and delicate as spring itself. And that exquisitely carved little flower that flows up one side and swings over to the other is really something unusual in silver design. And those beautifully finished openwork handles are something, too. A perfect example of International Sterling's exceptional workmanship.
Okay, I got it. Listen.
I didn't hear a thing.
Of course not. The dame's speechless.
Oh, I see. Well, now what happens when she learns that she can save about $20 by getting 8 plate settings in International Spring Glory pattern rather than some other sterling?
Boom. The whole thing's too much for her. She thinks.
Well, maybe. But one thing's sure anyway. The beauty and value that International Sterling gives you is truly amazing. So see it today. International Sterling. The solid silver with beauty that lives forever. Yes, Act Two. And Francie, the lovely publicity girl for the Cosmic Film Company, felt a growing conviction that if anything were ever to come of her love for King, the galloping Galahad of the Westerns, she herself would have to make all the moves. And when she went to New York to meet the rough and tough English actor Edward Brooks, and discovered he was, as Francie later said, adorable, she got an idea.
Jealousy!
She decided to make King jealous and began to work on it.
Edward, dear, tonight we're having dinner at the Waldorf, and then we're going to the theater, and we'll wind up at the Stork Club.
Oh, boy!
What did you say?
Oh, boy! It's an American expression I picked up.
Oh, I don't mind admitting that I like this assignment. It's nice work if you can get it.
I beg your pardon?
Just another American expression.
Oh, I never heard that one.
Well, the expression is American, but the meaning is universal. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Holding hands at midnight, neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try.
I'm beginning to dig you.
Strolling with the one girl. Sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try.
Interesting. interesting observation.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. We're too hard to become one. Who could ask for anything more?
Indeed, yes.
Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and when you get it, won't you tell me how?
We better hurry, dear. Oh, wait a minute. Fly out of my nose.
No, your nose isn't shining.
No, but my hands are. Oh, my eye!
What is it? What's the matter?
Oh, I bumped my eye on the drain handle. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it'll be all right. We better hurry. We'll be late.
Here, let me see. Oh, it's a little red. Don't you want to rest a while?
No, I'll just cover it with powder. Ooh, the things I do for Goran. Good night, Eddie dear. It's been a wonderful evening. Goran should be proud of it. I think we were seen by all the right people tonight. And did you notice how everybody stared?
Yes. Tell me, how does your eye feel now?
Oh, I'd forgotten all about it. Where's my contact? Let me see how it looks. Yeah! Look at it!
Oh, my, it is bashed up a bit, isn't it?
Well, why didn't you tell me? What a shiner.
Oh, I didn't want to make you self-conscious, you know.
Self-conscious? I'm not thinking of myself. In the morning, this will be in every paper in the country. Oh, look. Every columnist, every syndicate, the AP, the UP, everybody.
Not 24 hours after he landed on American soil, Edward Brooks, English actor, confirmed his reputation by blacking his companion's eye. However, Miss Francie Thomas of the Cosmic Film Company appeared perfectly happy with her shiner, and
this wire. Look at this wire. It's from Goran. He wants us to come to the coast right away. Oh, he's going to fire me, sure.
But it was an accident.
Accidents don't happen if Goran doesn't want them to happen.
Well, does he have control over your private affairs?
You call this private?
Well, I wish it could be.
What about King? What will he think?
Oh, the cowboy with the guns. And probably a dead shot, too.
King will never forgive this.
Now, look here, Francie. Don't worry about King. Don't worry about Goran. Do you think it's one of Goran's controlled accidents that after traveling halfway around the world, I meet the kind of girl I've been dreaming about all my life?
Oh, Eddie.
Why, Francie, ever since I was a boy in England, long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. The hills run up and down the sky. Aladdin's lamp is light. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. There's a logical explanation for all of this. This young lady is entirely blameless.
I sent her to New York to prevent things like that happening. I told her just what to do, just what not to do. I told her.
Boss, look. I was right. Look at this pile of telegrams. All in answer to my wires. After that story broke, every theater in the country showing a Brooks picture reported a 50% jump in attendance. Francie, darling, I'm proud of you. Hey, a real shiner.
Yeah.
Francie, you're a wonderful girl, a wonderful girl.
Oh, I'd like to explain.
I don't want explanations. You couldn't explain. Francie, you look awful, but you're a credit to the organization.
It's King.
I think I'll be leaving.
Oh, what'll we do?
Chin up, old girl.
Chin up yourself, little old boy. And don't worry. King shoots straight. You won't suffer much.
Hey, King, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna shoot? And if so, who? If you're gonna shoot, we promise me you won't shoot anyone till at three.
Well, no matter what happens now, Francie's black eye sure made news. There's almost as much excitement as there is when you women find out the wonderful facts about famous International Sterling. What facts? Why, that International Sterling prices have not gone up. Oh, that's right. International has not raised prices as other leading silver people have. And in this day when prices are skyrocketing and a good buy is really hard to find, that's nothing short of wonderful. Now, think of it. When you buy your beautiful International Sterling today, you pay the same price you did 4 years ago. For example, you save about $20 on eight place settings in an International Sterling pattern such as Spring Glory. And, of course, once you own International Sterling, you own it forever. It's ageless in beauty, imperishable in service. So see your International Sterling dealer tomorrow. Spend your dollars in the way that will reward you most richly, by getting the solid silver with beauty that lives forever. International Sterling Silver.
Act three.
The English actor Edward Brooks was rough on the ladies, or so his reputation went. When the lovely Francie gave herself a black eye, everyone, including Francie's man of the great Hollywood open spaces, blamed Brooks. Francie's boss was pleased, but not King the cowboy.
King,
well, Francie girl, I see it's true.
Don't shoot.
I wasn't reaching for my irons, Francie girl. I was just hitching up my pants.
King, this is Mr. Brooks, a new cosmic property.
How do you do?
I know, Mr. Gorin. Francie girl, I put my trust in you, and all I can say is that I'm mighty surprised, mighty surprised. Why, do you know that in some of them newspaper stories it said you were my girl?
Well?
Oh, Francie, I don't know what you were thinking of. You know what it says in my contract. What are my fans going to think when they see I know a girl who gets mixed up in a scrape the way you did?
Why, King, how can you say such a thing?
Look, old boy, it's all a silly mistake. I can clear it up in a flash. Come over here, please. Now, I want to show you how it happened. Look, Francie was hurrying and she turned on the water. And she didn't notice the drain handle, and when she ducked down like this... Oh, my eye!
That evening, Francie and Brooks had dinner in a dark restaurant and wore dark glasses.
What's this?
Oh, don't eat that. That's my hand.
You see? Now I need you more than ever. I can't see a blooming thing.
I'm sorry about your eye, but I think it was very gallant of you.
For the 10th time, I wasn't being gallant. It was an accident.
I think you were being gallant.
Well, if it pleases you, go ahead.
It pleases me, and I can never thank you enough.
Say, how about giving me a little credit?
Who's that?
Well, I can't see, but it sounds like my fine friend Green.
Well, my purple-eyed friend, I can see that you listened to my lecture on love and took my advice. In spades.
That was about King. I'm free of him.
Oh, yes, she dismissed the beggar.
He wanted to have it printed that he was the one who gave my darling the black eye.
Yes. So he's your darling.
Ah, kids, you got it bad.
Maybe you need some more advice. It all may be my fault. I know I told you not to wait for love, but don't go from one extreme to the other. One fact that we must keep in mind is this. What every young girl wants is what it bliss. So I'd better tell you plenty, for when girls get over 20, they'd rather be a missus than a miss.
You see, but you gotta look farther ahead than a honeymoon. After all, the honeymoon isn't everything. Listen, doing the dishes and pushing the broom, washing the windows and dusting the room. And cabbage was ever my favorite perfume. Love is the darndest thing. Hand out the laundry and mop up the floor. Polish the silver and run to the store. And then have to listen to somebody snore. Love is the darndest thing. He may have brought you orchids and things that you adore. But Lord,
look for that birthday when he gives you a brand new ironing board. Don't forget potatoes are hard to peel, and you can burn your hand on a roast leg of veal. That man in the moon can be a horrible heel. Love is the darndest thing. Love is the darndest thing.
Oh, yes, you know, I'm sure your advice is well-intentioned.
Think nothing of it.
That's just what we intend to do.
Tell me, confidentially, how did you get that shiner, Francie?
Oh, still suspicious. Come with me, old boy, and I'll show you.
Oh, I wouldn't want to put you to the trouble.
Oh, there's no trouble at all. Just follow me, won't you?
Be gentle, Brooks. Just be gentle.
Now, you see, it's the simplest thing in the world. All that really happened was the simple thing that can happen every day. Now, let's pretend we're in the washroom, and this salt shaker is the drain handle.
Yeah.
Now, you do just what Crossy did.
Now, sure. What's that?
You bend over. Now, bend down quickly. That's it.
Oh. Murder! My eye! Help! My eye! My eye!
Oh, Frosty, darling, Mr. Green is convinced. His suspicions have vanished.
Not to mention my eyesight.
Oh, brother. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door.
Where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more?
Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Life's worth a new chance, and we got it
now. Show music comedy has been brought to you by International Sterling, the solid silver with beauty that lives forever. In the cast of the Silver Summer Review tonight were Johnny Desmond, Julie Conway, Kenny Bowers, Helen Carroll and the Escorts, Danny Occo, and Richard Teeth. Assistants to Mr. Page were Ray Charles and Harris Hubble. Next week on the Silver Summer Review, you'll hear a story about a psychiatric fiesta in San Francisco. Listen next week for Robert Carson's Watchdog. Dan Seymour speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.